Let me begin with a short story. It's a very popular story when I was growing up in elementary school. It's a story about the rabbit and the tortoise. I hope I pronounce it well, the tortoise. Some people don't know tortoise, but they know the turtle, right? So the rabbit and the tortoise were having a very big argument of who runs faster than the other. The rabbit says, "I can run faster than you, tortoise." And the tortoise says, "No way, I can run faster than you, rabbit." And the rabbit says, "Come on, look at you, turtle. You are a sleepy creature. Before you take a step, I have taken 20 steps. I can run faster than you." And the argument was so hot that the rest of the animals say, "Okay, let's settle this with a race. So rabbit, tortoise, or turtle, both of you are going to run from here to there. And the first to get there will be the fastest runner." Yeah, let's do it. And then, on your marks, get set, turtle and rabbit, go! And before the turtle or the tortoise could take a step, the rabbit was gone. They couldn't find the rabbit, it's gone. And the turtle was there. And then the other animals were like cheering the rabbit, hey, and some of them ran after the rabbit, you know, and they left the tortoise behind. "See you later, buddy." And then they couldn't find the rabbit anywhere. They got to the finishing line. They couldn't find the rabbit anywhere. "Where's the rabbit?" And then they started looking for the rabbit. And then they found him somewhere halfway before the finishing line. He was tired. He was weary, and he was napping because he thought that no way the tortoise or the turtle is ever going to get where he was. Before he gets there, he would have woken up and gone. But unfortunately, he slept for so long, the turtle came slowly, walked past him slowly, and then got to the finishing line. And then after a while, the rabbit woke up and remembered he was in a race. He ran, and when he got to the finishing line, he found the tortoise there. And he was so sad. The tortoise, who was very slow, won the race. Now, that reminds me of the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, which we have just read. God says through the prophet Isaiah, "The youth will grow faint. The young man will grow weary." Youthfulness, adulthood, will sometimes come in contact with situations and circumstances that will cause them to crumble and to fall. No matter how young we are, how youthful we are, how energetic we are, maybe how smart we are, how intelligent we are, sometimes in life we come across situations, we come across circumstances, we come across things. Some of them are explainable, some of them are inexplainable or inexplicable, according to English. And we just cannot find our strength anymore. We just cannot find our intelligence anymore. We just cannot find our smartness anymore. We just are lost and wondering, how, why, what, who? At such times, the words of Isaiah the prophet is very apt. Comes to us this morning, the youth may fail, the young man may faint, but they that wait on the Lord will renew their strength, like one of the songs we just sang this morning, or maybe the opening words from Rebecca or Becca. They that wait on the Lord will renew their strength. They will mount up with wings as eagles, and they shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint. How is that possible? How does that look like? How is that going to be? I really don't know. But I think I have an idea. And I'm sure you do too. Because we are believers. We are Christians. We are followers of God. We are servers of Christ. And we know that at one time or the other in our experiences in following God, God has come true for us. God has showed himself in our situations, in our circumstances. God has sent us help out of nowhere. We know, I'm sure all of us, or most of us, have had that experience where we were in a difficult place, a tight place, and somehow from nowhere, help came. Solace came, comfort came, relief came, peace came, joy came, encouragement came, and we were like, thank God, thank you. Yes, they that wait on the Lord will renew their strength. This takes my mind back to the gospel reading. Jesus, after attending a service in the synagogue is like the church, you know, this building like this, place of worship. He came back with Simon, that is Peter, and his brother Andrew. They went to Simon's house and found Simon's mother-in-law was sick with a fever. They told Jesus. Jesus went there and just held her and raised her up. And that was it. She went to cook for them. They had a nice meal. But of course, Jesus couldn't lay back his, he couldn't lay down his back to rest because people came all over the town. Hey, Jesus, I have a headache. Jesus, I have a stomach ache. Jesus, I have a back pain. Jesus, I have a leg pain. Oh, Jesus, I couldn't sleep last night. Oh, Jesus, my daughter is sick. Oh, Jesus, my son. Ah. Oh. And then Jesus said, all right, okay, be healed, be healed, be healed. Go, you're free, you're cured, get out, you evil spirit, leave this one, you know. The Bible says he did that almost all evening, you know. And then early in the morning, before daybreak, he got up. You would have thought that he would be sleeping and snoring maybe until 9 a.m., 10 a.m., you know, they would come and wake him. Hey, Jesus, wake up, it's time. No, he got up maybe about 4 a.m., who knows? And the Bible says he went to a solitary place, a quiet place, a private place. He went to pray. They that wait on the Lord will renew their strength. Even Jesus, you mean even Jesus? Had to renew his strength? Oh, yes. He was about 30 years. He was a youth, you know. But he was weary. He was tired. He had to renew his strength physically, mentally, emotionally, psychologically, and spiritually. He went to a certain place. And he prayed. He waited on the Lord, his Father. He worshiped. He received that refreshing, that renewal, that strength to carry on. And then Peter, James, and John were looking for him. They found him. Hey, Jesus, everyone is looking for you. Come on. The people want to see you. And Jesus says, you know what? I think we should go across to the other neighborhood. I need to tell them this good news as well. That is why I came out. What is the good news? Isaiah says, where we read, we didn't read that part from verse 1. He says, comfort, comfort my people. Say to them, your God comes among you. And then he went on and on and on, and then he talks about renewing your strength. The message, the gospel, in Greek, I don't know if I pronounce it well, called the euangelion, something like that. Euangelion, the good news. God, I say God. I want it to sink in your mind. God. Think about it. God. That mysterious being. That unfathomable being. That being that nobody, some people can't. What's God? God. God. Who's God? God. 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 Comes among you. God comes among you. I hope you don't fall down. God comes among you. That is the good news. That is what Jesus was telling his disciples. Hey, let's go over to the other neighborhood. I need to tell them this good news. I need to bring this good news to them. I need to make them hear. I need to make them see. I need to make them feel God has come among you. And how did Jesus do it? I don't know, really. Apart from what I read in the Bible, I guess maybe he tells them something like, hello everyone, I have good news for you. God loves you. It doesn't matter who you are, God loves you. You are wonderful. God is not mad at you. God wants to beautify your life. God wants to show you His mercies. God is not casting you away. God is not driving you out. God is not rejecting you. God is not accusing you. God is not condemning you. No. God loves you. God wants to bless you. God wants to give you eternal life. And I'm sure most of the people then would have been very shocked and surprised. You know, the folks that are not the religious folks, they are not scribes, they are not Pharisees, they are not Sadducees, they are not, they are not the special guys. They are just the ordinary common folks. I mean, to hear that message must have been shocking to them. Me, a fisherman, me, a market woman, me, a housewife. You mean me, a little girl? Do you mean me, a little boy? You mean God loves me? Yes. Me, a farmer, me, a tax collector. Do you mean me, a free woman? Do you mean me who have been heartbroken? Do you mean me who is a leper? Do you mean me who is mentally ill, distorted? Do you mean me, all of those me's? Jesus said, yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. And to prove it to them, well, maybe not to prove, to show them God's love, Jesus healed them. Healed them. I don't know all the reasons why Jesus healed, but I know one reason is to show the love of God. Did everyone get healed during the time of Jesus Christ? Of course not. Why? I don't know. Not everyone got healed, but many got healed. So those who got healed, those who didn't get healed, they all saw the proof of God's love for them. And they all believed. They all followed Christ. They all accepted the good news. As I stop this morning, I would like to encourage us to learn to wait on the Lord. What we are doing here is part of it. Worship. Worship. Anytime you feel you are stranded, you feel uptight, stressed, depressed, you feel anxious, fear, panic, just intentionally calm down and just wait on the Lord. Just do that. Lord, I feel anxious, I feel afraid, I feel fearful, I feel panicky, I don't understand. I wait on you, oh God. I worship you. I worship you, Lord. Help me. And help will come, he promised. Help will come. I want to pray for you. Now, I'm not promising you that anything will happen, but I'm promising you that something will happen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we lift up our hearts to you this morning. Areas, oh God, in our lives, areas in us where we feel pressed, stressed, or even depressed, afraid, anxious, worried, or even sick. Lord, as we wait upon you here, renew our strength physically, mentally, emotionally, psychologically, spiritually, and otherwise. Jesus, you are God with us. Heal us, Lord. Thank you, Father. Jesus, drive away from us all forms of bad spirits, wrong spirits. Right now, give us our freedom. We receive it by faith. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.